Djur som sitter fad. Vadum. Vad brukar vadum? Och won the interim heavyweight championship from Mark Hunt in late 2004, if I'm not sure. And basically beat Cain Velasquez, because Velasquez was the champion after beating Brock Lesnar. But then he lost a fight to Mirok! Mirok. I'm not very good with words. I have a speech impediment, as everyone knows. There's no cure for it, so you're just gonna have to put up with my speech impediment. I speak how I speak, but I cannot help how I speak, because I speak how I speak. If I don't speak, then I might not speak, so I have to speak. If you don't speak, then I will speak. Vadum is a very good fighter, and he knocked out Mark Hunt, and that was a very good accomplishment for Vadum. I saw that fight at a bar when I was drinking in my drinking days, and I was very happy to see an Aussie get beat, because I hate Australians, because my dad is Australian, and he's got Irish and Scottish in him, but my other family's Irish, so I'm not Australian. There's no Australian in me. That's why I hate Australians. The beer drinking, overweight bastards. Overeem, he comes from England. He beat Brock Lesnar once, Overeem did, when Brock Lesnar had that when he nearly died. I don't think he would have beat Brock Lesnar if he didn't suffer from that condition of dietic colitis. I think Brock Lesnar would have stayed. If Brock Lesnar basically went from NCAA champion to just becoming a UFC fighter, I think he would be one of the greats. Definitely. And same with Kurt Angle. In his heyday, Kurt Angle would have hung with the UFC. Ken Shamrock did, so Kurt Angle would. Definitely. Overeem, don't know very much about this guy, Overeem. Is he from London? Is he from Birmingham? Is he from Oxford? Is he from Southampton? Is he from Chipping? Is he from little village? I don't know. All I know is he's British. He's one big motherfucker. That's all I can say. Even that though, he looked like a midget compared to Brock Lesnar. Mark couldn't look like a midget compared to Brock Lesnar. And it's Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe tonight. The big fight. I'm British time. Haven't got. I'm on a schedule now where I get my Ritalin every day, so I can't take extra, so I probably won't be staying up to watch that match, and I haven't got the network anymore, so oh well. I don't know why I want to win this fight. I've always thought of Vadum as being one of them great fighters, Brazilian, next generation of great Brazilian fighters. Because if I have to lay it down, I think Brazilian fighters have made the most impact in the UFC. Definitely. You got Fabricio Vadum now. How old is he? Does it say how? It doesn't matter really how old he is, really. You can fight till you're 50 these days with healthcare and stuff like that. I don't know. I would love to go into the UFC. I probably won't do very well in it, but I'm thinking about it just for a hobby, because it's a good thing to release your negative energy. You know, I've got to be sometimes, you know, leave my dog in the house, and I don't like doing it, but the dog's always with me. But sometimes I've got to do things for me, so I'm always 39. That doesn't mean his career's finished, because like I said, this is modern day. You might have 10 years left still. Can't go by age. If you do, if you get to a certain age and you think you've passed it, then you that's just in your head. All you got to do when you pass the age of 40 is basically not look after your health more than you did in your 20s and 30s. I've seen 20-year-old, when I was 20, in my early 20s, I looked like I was an old man with all the drugs that I was doing, and how rough I looked. I was doing all types of drugs, like, first it was the weed every day, blueberry cheese. I was smoking about 8 joints of that a day, more if I was with my friends. Then it turned, I was drinking all the time, but I really was an alcoholic at the age of 21. And then that's when the cocaine and the came in. I never got addicted to that because it's too expensive, so I got addicted to FET instead, which I was like taking that, and I was up for, I'd spend weeks, like 4 days up, and then 2 nights sleep, and then do the same, 4 days up, 2 nights sleep. Sometimes, the longest I've been up for is about 6 days, I think. I'm hallucinating. And my favourite drug of all time has to be the magical mushrooms. It just makes me very, it opens up so many doors for my, to look into myself and my beliefs and my soul. But less of the drugs, I've covered that on my book. And here we go, here's the fight. We're doing versus Overeem, here we go. No, Overeem's just standing there saying, come on. He's got his label hanging out of his shorts. Tuck your label in, man. You just bought it. When you buy your shorts, you fucking take the fucking label off. Look at him, you daft motherfucker. Get your label sticking out of your back of your shorts. Wadim seems to have the right stance here. Comes in with a snap kick, blocked. What's that on Overeem's left head? Did he suffer that of an injury, or is that just a style of haircut? I don't know. It seems like he's been scratched by Wolverine. Wolverine's hit him on the left side of the head. He's got like 3 big marks. Here we go, wrestling, boring, on the cage we go. Now, he's holding him, Doom's holding him. Obviously, Overeem has the advantage in weight. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Come on, come on. Stop standing there. If you stand there, why don't you just put your fucking label back into your shorts, because you look like a stupid bastard. It's because Wolverine fucked you up so much, is that why? Oh, good. The combination by River Doom connected. Looks like doesn't look looks like Mike Tyson Buster Douglas fight Overeem. Doesn't look like he's with it. The Doom comes in with strikes, didn't connect. And we're both sizing each other out. We should just get on with it. Oh, Wolverine knocks him down though. Oh, that was a shock. Or did he slip? No, they're saying Wolverine's being patient. Maybe he is. But he's waiting for that knockout punch. He's waiting to counter punch the Doom. Come on, sort of standing there looking at each other like you fancy each other and you're going to go back to the hotel later on tonight and have a romantic homosexual night, which I'm not against, but you know, come on, this is a fight here. Oh, I had a couple of punches so far. I know what Wolverine's tactic is. He's waiting for that big punch. Waiting for Redeem to throw some punches so he can get an opening and then get the punch in. Dangerous. Oh, good snap kick to Redeem. Right to his abdominal. That would have winded any normal person. Very boring fighter, Wolverine. Oh, kick again to the abdominal, the stomach. I think Vadim should watch out though. As soon as he throws the punches, get back in, get your hands up. That's all I say, cover the face. Oh, went for the takedown, blocked. I always seem when I play UFC 2 to always win when I take them down and get the top mount and then just pound them. Wolverine. Did Wolverine catch him with the right then? Yeah, this Rogan said. Joe Rogan, eh? What was that? Trying to do a spinning heel kick. Or cartwheel kick. He's about to kick again and then the bell rang and Herbert Dean's laughing as he's about to do another kick. He tried to do a spinning kick. It was like he was trying to score a goal or something. Like he's playing football. Joe Rogan much said about Wing Chun. He said it wouldn't work in a fight. I agree and I don't agree. Like I said, mix it up with other martial arts. Bruce Lee, because he didn't do just Wing Chun. 5%, 10% of what he put into Jeet Kune Do was Wing Chun. But Wing Chun's good, is effective. It is. In a narrow way, if you're trying to get into an opponent, and it's narrow. If you're narrow and you're close up and it's narrow, then it's very effective. Obviously, if you're at distance or you're in the octagon or whatever, boxer, taekwondoist. Mixed martial arts, whatever, would not knock him out, definitely. If you weren't spontaneous with your Wing Chun, then you'd be fucked. An MMA fighter would just fuck you up. That's the thing what Joe Rogan's trying to get across. But Wing Chun, if you're very spontaneous with it, it's very effective. Especially if you're narrow. If you're in a narrow situation, you can get into your opponent. It doesn't matter what they've learned, you can get very into your opponent. With your hand movement, because you can predict the other's movement, get in and get with the kick and then the punch, and basically Wing Chun can do anything you want and that. No rules, no regulations. You can kill somebody in about you know, Wing Chun teaches you how to kill in combat. Now Overeem has got the got Radoom down. See, heavyweight fights are very slow, that's why I prefer watching flyweight fights. And featherweight. Boring, boring. Oh, not a kick then, got his thigh. Oh, Overeem's thigh. Radoom ranked number one, Overeem 3. So, if Overeem wins this match, will he get a chance at my pick? I don't know. But he's got him down again. Obviously, he's going to use his weight now. And he's not got a top mount on him. Basically, on him. So, not very dangerous situation. Radoom is in. Radoom snaps that kick, but that's pretty slow. Best knees in the game. I haven't seen him use a knee yet. I think he outdoes him by the weight, definitely. That's why he's hugging him when he's on the ground. Wrapping his arms around the back of his neck to keep the pressure and the weight there. Oh, that was a good kick. Good kick and a fast jab by Overeem. That came out of nowhere. Pretty fast for a big guy there. Will Overeem get a chance at the title? I think this is for the number one contendership. I think number two is DeSantos. I presume that, or Gustafsson. Wobbing his head. He's looking for something. What is he looking for? No, I didn't try to do the kick there, but he's moving the legs, moving, kick to the leg there. Got strong knees though, hasn't he? Overeem. Jab. Oh! Could hear that then. That was a left jab, but I could hear that. That definitely connected. From Overeem. Definitely connect. Oh, goes for the kick again. Sloppy by Radoom. Oh, another left hook. Not tagged him. You can see blood coming out of Radoom's face here. Oh, going for a spinning kick. Snap kick to the leg. Oh, he's going to go for the tie knee. Overeem had that round. There's blood on Radoom's nose. You see that kick there to the body there, and then he uses his weight basically to throw Radoom down to get the full guard in. That came out of nowhere. He's got great left hooks on him. And the right, left hook, the kick to the stomach, then the right. Is this a third round fight, is it? Or a five round? The T-Mobile Arena Is that in Las Vegas? Or London? Oh, Santos, I think, is number two. Santos is a great fighter. I think it'll... No, not about first round. I'm not a judge. I'd say it'll even. Second round, Overeem won. Overeem, I think he's waiting for that big punch. Oh, I think Adin got him there in the exchange. If I'm Adin, I'd keep the hands up. Because Overeem's got a powerful... Don't grapple Overeem because you've got too much weight. And, you know, just put you down on the ground. And you'll win by points. I won't grapple, I'll just stick and move if I have Adin. Keep the hands up and stick and move. Oh, come on, snap your left jag. He tried a combination, Overeem ducked. Oh, no. You've got him against the cage, but that favours Overeem because he's got more weight. Good break, knee to the stomach. Looks like he's out of breath a bit there. Heavy breathing. Yes, Joe Rogan, you're right, bit of fatigue showing. Oh, a combination to a knee! Oh, but Overeem uses his weight again! That opened up the fight because you could see that Overeem was out of breath and he did a combination to the knee. But Overeem, with his weight advantage, basically, as he got into the floor to get the TKO, that went to his advantage. But the fight's picking up, here. Oh, jab, another jab. He's back to the walls of the corner and he also got all you need to do is that jab at him. Don't try and take him down, you dummy. Oh, you got it. I didn't think you'd get it because of Overeem's weight, but he's got it. He's got the takedown. He's getting the punches into the kidney. Oh, top mount. He's got the top mount. He's got the top mount. So his legs are down and down. Lift your head up, Vadim. Lift your head up. Head up. Right, more shots in the kidney. More shots in the kidney. Posture up, yes. But he's got his legs wrapped around his back, that's the thing. And the weight of Vadim. Was that? He's pushing his face down. Push his face down just then. Quick shots to the kidney will probably hurt Overeem, so he releases his arms. Then just go for the hard elbows and the hard punches and ground and pound. Get that full mount. He's nearly got that full mount in. Well, he hasn't because his legs are thingy. He's got the frog position. He's in the frog position with the hammer fists. Frog position and a hammer fist to the face. There. He's shooting. He's landing. Overeem's in trouble here. But now legs around the back of Radum. No. He's got the face up. He's hit him again. He's postured up there and he goes for a hook to the face. He's in a frog-like position, not a full mount yet. Frog-like, half full mount, I'd say, if I'm not mistaken. Back to the frog position. Radum's got his weight advantage. That's the only thing that's stopping Radum from kicking, finishing the fight. Radum now is Wolverine trying to get the headlock in. Is this the last round? If it is, then Radum's probably won the fight then, hasn't he? Oh, he's got the headlock on. Yeah, I think it is the last round. Another hammer fist by Radum. Shots to the liver. Now, shots to the liver, another shot. I think Radoon's won that fight on points.